Welcome to the best damn podcast ever. My name is Blake Buck, and co-hosting with me this week is William Miller.
How you doing, Blake Buck?
I'm doing good. We've also got Justin Fick of Kill Monty fame.
Howdy, boys and girls.
And special on the show this week, he's back. We had him about 10 shows ago, but now he's back. Andre Meadows of BlackNerdComedy.com.
What, turtle power?
What's happening with you, Andre?
I'm doing good. I'm super famous now because I've been on the YouTube, so everyone knows me. I can't even go outside anymore. Sad, really. I have to dress up like Rodney Allen Rippy just to go around places.
He's got to go outside with those big-ass sunglasses so no one recognizes
him. Seriously, have people stopped you on the street and said you're that dude?
No one stopped me on the street. The only thing that's weird now is that my friends that have seen me in the videos and have seen the stuff I talk about in the videos now only want to talk to me about those things. Like they'll have conversations with other people like, hey, I'm going to talk to you about relationships. I'm going to talk to you about sex. Hey, Andre, did you hear Smurfs is on DVD? And I'm like, you know, I can have regular conversations, people. I'm not 24 hours of Wii and Nintendo and Smurfs.
This is exactly what happened to me when I did porn, Andre.
That's all I wanted to talk
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
Yes, that's really it.
That is my butt.
But I'm more than that. I'm more than just an ass.
That's right. So that's why I quit. I'm not just a piece of meat.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Guys, we got to remind you that you should always vote for us at Podcast Alley. This is where you go to the site, you go click, click, click. You vote for our show, and somehow that makes people listen to us, maybe? I don't know. That's the idea. So head over to Podcast Alley.
If anyone can bring change to America, it's the best damn podcast ever. So vote.
Damn straight.
That's right.
Vote in the Podcast Alley primaries and in the caucus.
The more votes we get, the better people we become.
Exactly.
Now, Justin Fick, we had a battle last week that you came up with that was a little strange, was it not?
It was, but it was dear to my heart because it was two things that I love very much, which is Taco Bell Crunchwrap Supreme and their mild sauce.
So we had our good buddy Leo Vader. He was the battle victim last week. And what was the challenge? It was to take, what was it? Crunchy something?
He had to take a couple Crunch Supremes and blend them together with several packets of hot sauce and drink it down, which he did, and is now a battle champion. But
A gladiator,
that's right. He didn't have competition. We were originally going to have Lucas battle him at the same time.
Lucas is our audio editor.
Lucas is our audio editor and the very first victim of battle and also the very first gladiator. So, because he didn't get to do it, Lucas, we challenged Lucas to an offline battle contest.
Here's the thing. I basically told him, after we recorded that, hey, we had battle. Hey, it was a double battle. Hey, it was against you, and hey, you lost. All in the same conference. He didn't take it too well, so he sent us a response.
Uh-oh.
So, what is that response? I've not seen it.
Well, I'm going to call him up. We're going to call him up right now.
Hello? Hey, I've got a secret for y'all. Now, Fick has seen at least a bit of this, so he's going to be kind of the harbinger of doom. But I want y'all to open up your browsers. I want you to type in www.deproductive.com/godkiller. Do I need to repeat that?
Oh, I got it.
I think we got it.
Oh my God. Okay, first of all, I gotta read off these ingredients.
It says
one Crunchwrap Supreme, one Octomac, 20 or so Taco Bell fire sauce packets. Now that's not the mild pussy packet.
No, that's not
that's
the tasty, lovely mild sauce. That is
the
asshole on fire sauce.
There you go. And then Taco Bell cheese sauce. Blancos.
Dude, Bacos, dude. Do you not know this?
Not Blancos, Bacos.
Oh, Bacos, excuse me.
They're those little soy bacon bits, you know, the little thing that's made out of death.
Okay. Garfield's macaroni and beef, a splash of Jim Bean, approximately 2 cups of salsa, and this is all called the God Killer when you mix it together. All right, are we ready to play?
All right, I'm going to count to three.
All right.
And y'all are going to hit play.
Okay, go.
One, two, three.
Oh my, No.
Oh, God.
Oh.
This is awful. This is the worst idea I've ever had. I'm not sure I'm here to help you.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God!
It's over. Yeah,
oh my God! I can't even believe that.
Oh my God!
Yeah, Lucas O'Brien, you are one sick.
He is battle king.
I like your picture of the instruments used. You got hand soap, Lysol, Jim Beam, and a copy of the New Testament.
That was on the back of my friend's toilet, and we decided to make a still life out of it.
That's pretty awesome. Well, yeah. Look, if anybody deserves the title Gladiator, sir, it is you.
Yeah, dude, it's a damn good thing Leo Vader was not going up against you.
No.
Because yes, he'd just be demolished.
Jesus Christ.
Now,
God damn.
I have a theory on this, because I don't want to discredit Leo Vader. He did a really good job. The difference is Leo Vader competed in battle. Battle is like the entrance exam for war. What I did was...
Dude, I like how you didn't even eat it. You just smeared it on your face.
Yeah, well, I mean, eat is related more to battle than war. War is more of experience, I think.
So how much of that actually went down your esophagus?
Well, I had some before I got in the tub, and then I had a little bit while I was actually in the tub. You can't see it very well, but I think I had about, like, a cupful. So, Leo Vader actually won the eat competition here, strangely enough.
Now, how did this unholy concoction actually taste? Because Leo Vader made his thing, and he said it actually tasted sort of good. But this just looks, this looks vile. This looks just, oh my God. I can't
it
even
taste it. It kind of like if you crunched up salsa with toast and then washed it all down with Listerine. Like, it was kind of like that.
Bad. All right, well, we gotta get back to the show, man. But that was awesome.
That was pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm. Fit, could you give me some battle music to exit on?
We'll see you later, Lucas.
Octomac.
All right. Well, that was intense.
God, that was foul.
Wow.
Oh.
All
I
right. Well,
eat.
After that. After that, like, abortion, we got to get back to the show. It's time for the Best Damn Podcast Ever for Sunday, March 9th, 2008. week in the news, Apple releases iPhone SDK. Everyone and their mom announces games. Founder of D&D dies with no saving throw. Who wrote that? Jeff Gerstmann nukes GameStop or GameSpot, and Jack Thompson calls to help EA. EA says f*** off. All this and more on this week's best damn podcast ever.
All right, Blake Buck. So I was pleasantly surprised by a gift from my lovely girlfriend. She got me an iPhone after my phone broke because I threw it on the ground.
Dude, that is how all of my phones break. I destroy them.
So anyway, I've been loving this iPhone, right? And like 2 days after I got it, look what happens. Apple releases the iPhone software development kit. This means that now, while you used to be able to write some software for iPhone, you had to do it as a web app, which means if you're an iPhone user, to use the software, you had to visit the web page, and it would just kind of boot up in your browser, and that was gay. So now they've released the SDK, which means you can develop native applications on the iPhone, which is totally sweet. And not only that, but they've set up this distribution mechanism for it where essentially you pay like $100 to Apple one time so that you can get a certificate, and then you can just put your shit on iTunes. Blam. Done.
Dude, that's awesome.
It's kind of like, Gamerhood, only it doesn't blow.
Exactly. So anyway, everybody and their mom has announced titles for the iPhone, including EA. Spore was demonstrated at WWDC, run on iPhone, and Freeverse has Flick Sports, which is kind of like Wii Sports, but you flick on the iPhone. And I'm sure we'll see a Kill Monty on the iPhone eventually. And William Miller is also working on something for the iPhone. So iPhone.
Actually, I'm designing an iPhone game now. You want to hear about it?
Go.
It's an iPhone game about every single fucking game company in the world making an iPhone game at the same time. It's called iPhone Cluster Bonanza 2000.
But it really, like, I've had a little time to poke around in the SDK, and if you've programmed for Mac at all, this is no problem. You have to write the OS level stuff in Objective-C, but you can use C++ or whatever and mix it in there. Getting it to run in the emulator, it comes with an emulator, is super easy. You just compile it and it runs. In order to run it on the actual device, though, you have to get a certificate in so that you can build signed code to run on the iPhone from Apple. I haven't gotten that yet. It's kind of, I don't know, strange the way you have to register for it, so I don't even know, but...
Well, that's to keep out this enormous flood of shit that people would code if it was free and open. Yeah.
But anyway, it's pretty hot. It really is, and Apple has done quite a bit to make sure that it's as easy as possible to develop for it, and they've got a ton of example code and all sorts of awesome stuff. So, I'm
really surprised by the cheap light. Like, the cost of entry is so cheap. I mean, is there anything for licensing the SDK, or is it free?
The SDK is free.
$100.
But if you actually want to write software that runs on the iPhone and not on the emulator, you have to pay like $100.
Is there any kind of like review board? Like, could I put like Blake's Dick the game? Or, like, could I put that on the Apple Store?
I'm not really clear on that. I think, from what I gather, you can put just about anything you want on there as long as it compiles and runs. Because if you have a virus, say, that you put on there, because you compiled your code and the code is signed by the certificate you got from Apple, they can tell, oh, well, William Miller just made a virus and put it on the iStore. We can take it off and revoke his certificate or whatever. So,
But what about Blake's Dick the game? I got to work on this. People want this.
It would just have that little red explicit tag.
Yeah, I imagine it would work the same way that explicit content on the iStore works. It would just have an explicit tag. But again, like, I'm not really sure the details. We'll know more, you know, as soon as I get signed up for this heat.
I just want to know, does it come with a Josh Groban CD?
A who?
A Josh Groban CD.
You know,
that's what
Andre, you're going to drop these pop culture references on us, and we're not going to know what that is. Who is that? We make games.
Exactly.
And sit in the house all
that's
day.
My point. Apple's trying to shove Josh Groban down your throat. So I'm just curious if it was coming with a certificate.
You know, I think I'm going to make my own iPhone game. It's going to be called How Much of a Pretentious iPhone User Are You? And you fill out a survey. Do you use your iPhone in highly visible places trying to show everyone that you have it?
Exactly.
Now, see, I went through the metamorphosis, Blake Buck. I used to hate iPhone users. I hated iPhone.
No, you're the iPhone douche now.
No, I know. It took me about 30 seconds to become an iPhone douche. Like, I got it in my hand,
oh,
and
oh,
it was over.
You want to go see a movie? Oh, well, let me just pull it up on my web browser. You know, I got it on this iPhone. Oh, you hadn't seen these. They're so cool. Wow.
The iPhone and the iPhone douche can only be tapped by the 24-hour Bluetooth douche, the guys that keep the little Bluetooth headset in their head. I'm like, are you a surgeon? Do you all on call all the time? Do you really need to wear a Bluetooth at church? I'm just saying, you know. Is God about to call you right now?
Yeah, I think Bluetooth douche trumps iPhone douche.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone knows God's on T-Mobile, so come on, please.
He's got one of them sidekicks. I've seen it.
He's in my five.
Dude, the only person who is allowed to wear Bluetooth to church now is Lucas.
Yes.
He's earned his right with God to wear Bluetooth in church.
Because God needs to call him up and beg for his life.
So anyway, this is really awesome. The distribution model is fantastic. It's going to open up, I think, a lot of avenues for new sort
it's
of indie developers.
Gold it's, mine.
The cost of entry is incredibly low. It's an open platform for the most part. So, you know, if you've got one, you can use it. You don't have to go through Microsoft Cert or whatever to, you know, release software for it. So,
I know, man, I'm serious. This is money in the bank for small-time developers. I mean, a handful of people could put out an iPhone game and make... Literally, I mean, if it got popular, millions of dollars off it with, and it wouldn't even have to be that good, you know, because there's so many people out there who want this right now.
I know, and I think people don't really understand, like, how awesome this is. I was reading through the documentation, and there is a single function call in the documentation that gives you your exact position in the world on the iPhone. Like, wow. there's stuff like that all over the SDK. There's that, and there's, like, you can interact with Facebook, you know, like, you can use all sorts of the social networking APIs like Google has or like Facebook has to make all kinds of just really innovative, cool games, and I'm really excited. So, as soon as Wayne Miller gets his certificate, he's going to burn this up.
All right, so, Fick, what you got for us?
All right, so, the news I got here is Gary Gygax. He is the founder of D&D, Dungeons & Dragons, he's the founder.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Nerd Alert Miller.
Nobody remembers the other guy. I feel bad for him. His name
Dude,
is not
if
as
no,
cool
if no one
as
remembers
Gygax.
You don't exist. You don't exist, period. Gary
it's
kind of
like Ralph Baer. Nobody knows who Ralph Baer is.
Is he not dead yet? Like, isn't he like 100 years
no,
old?
Yeah, he's
no
still
one
alive.
Knows. That's the thing. No one knows. So, but yes, Gary Gygax is dead. He, you know, co-created the pen and paper game Dungeons & Dragons, and that pretty much spawned the entire genre of role-playing games as we know it. So he was 69 years old. He died of, he's had heart trouble for a while, so it finally drained his hit points. But honestly, though, it's like, I have to rant a little bit, because I have to say that even in the wake of the death of Gary Gygax, I gotta say that I never really liked Dungeons & Dragons. And I think it's crucified as well as created the genre of role playing games, because now we're all and I would say especially massive multiplayer games, because you know it's like while it's a cool mechanic and stuff, it didn't, I don't know, it's like I think it's more people's unwillingness to get away from it, and now you know it's resulted in these massive multiplayer games that are all grinding about experience points and levels and blah 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 blah, and I don't know. I just never liked it, and honestly, I gotta say, I have played Pen and Paper Dungeons & Dragons. I did play it. It was back in fourth grade. I did play it, I'll admit it, and it was boring as hell.
See, the thing about D&D to me is, like, D&D is essentially, it's fun because you're playing with your friends and you're laughing and having a good time, right? I mean, William, right. You've played a lot of D&D, and isn't that true?
Yeah, it depends on the people you play with. If you're just having fun, the thing starts to suck is when people take it way too seriously. Like, right. my level 5 dwarf needs 10 more hit points to get to level 10 dungeon master. Why don't you give him?
Well, see, my problem with Dungeons & Dragons though is if the end goal is to just hang out and have fun with your friends, why don't you just drink? Why you got all these rules? I gotta have a book. I got my Dungeons & Dragons. It's the bottle of one Bacardi 151.
Blake Buck, you are an alcoholic.
Shut up!
Like, every time I talk to you, you are either drinking or about to be drinking or have passed out from drinking. Dude, you need to get help. Seriously.
Shut up!
No, but for me, the only time I actually ever enjoyed playing Dungeons and Dragons when we did not play by the rules. Like all these fancy little rules that Gary Gygax is writing down on his little tables and stuff, we only had fun when we threw them out.
Yeah, I think Dungeons and Dragons is only like, it's like a crutch for socially awkward people to hang out with each other.
Yeah, it was the Pokemon of its time, you know.
Yeah, you can have these conversations with people, but all you have to do is supplement them with these D20 rolls every couple seconds.
That's true.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it be cool if you were the guy that invented HP? Like he invented this framework which just sort of assume is going to be in every kind of role playing game there is.
I would say he didn't invent it. HP has been around since the Stone Age.
No, yeah, he might have given it a name. Caveman
A, listen to me. Caveman A takes Caveman B out, you know, out back and beats the shit out of him, and he realizes it takes 20 kicks to the ribs to make that Caveman B stop moving.
Oh, I know, but he was the guy that articulated it in a formal way.
I'm just saying, there has been a numeric based health system, but way before Gary Gygax in the 70s. Come on. It's just a numeric-based health system. That's been around. Dumb. I'm done with Gary Gygax, good riddance.
Well, see, I would say that
he did help out a little bit, because think about, you know, like certain movies have not adapted the concept of hit points. Like, for instance, Star Wars. Death Star had one hit point. they had not figured it out yet.
Yeah. Well, I just feel bad because, you know, it's gotta be sad when you are such a connection to a pop culture thing like this, because no one will ever take your death seriously. Like, it's just like I wonder how the founder of the Whoopee cushion felt when he died, because there's just no way you could feel bad without thinking, if I sit down in his funeral, is it gonna go, you know? It's just like, you know, it's just, he wants to die, and people are gonna come to his funeral dressed as elves and stuff like that. And it's like, come
on,
people, come on.
They're gonna roll dice on his coffin.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, you know, let the man die peacefully without going, oh, you didn't have a potion.
Well, you know, oh, you know, I can see how that could be exciting, though. Like, maybe before they take his coffin out and bury it, they roll a D20, and if it's a natural one, they drop the coffin.
Who's the biggest nerd in the room now? Jesus Christ.
No, see, I know them rules. I know how it works. I played it.
I like how nerds even hate themselves. Like, here we are, like, doing a video game podcast, like, berating
You're
each
like,
other for
nerd.
Knowing
what
Dungeons
about?
And Dragons is. I mean, come on, y'all.
That's stupid. Double the Dragons is
Speaking of gigantic nerds, Jeff, oh God, I love Curse Cookies Gersman. has started his own blog. Now, for those of you unfamiliar with Jeff, oh God, I love Cookies Gersman, he used to be the lead editor over at GameSpot.com, recently got fired under some shady circumstances. Some people claimed it was through a Kane and Lynch review, other people claimed that it was not related. It never really got 100% resolved, but now he started his own blog called GiantBomb.com, which he describes himself as sort of like Alien 3, the gun, only more explosions and less track. What the hell does that mean?
I can get behind the concept of that.
Alien 3, the gun.
So I went and checked it out, and I don't know. I was trying to load it up, but it had all these like flash pop-ups. I couldn't do it. If I got to click out of checkboxes, I can't go to a site.
So I just clicked on this, and I'm getting pinwheel.
Is he hosting the site on GeoCities? What the
GeoCities.com/giant bomb.
Yeah.
No, it'd be GeoCities.com/your neighborhood/your street. equals half your username go.
You gotta go to tiny URL to get his address.
Do I see it right here? Black background, spinning skull animated GIF. Thanks for visiting my awesome video game blog. My name is Jeff Durst, and this is it.
Yes. With rainbow horizontal lines.
It's got like a Avril Lavigne's girlfriend playing in the background. Yeah. He's talking about how he hates his boyfriend or his girlfriend.
GameSpy
dude,
still used to be my BFF.
If you scroll
BFF.
Down a little bit, you see horizontal rules made out of dripping blood.
Yeah.
Bunch of like anime pictures everywhere.
Yeah, like it's got that girl from Final Fantasy 8, or no, the Final Fantasy 10, you know, like Yuna or whatever her name was as the background. Casting a spell. Oh, and the best part, you know, where the text scrolls independently of the background. Oh,
yes.
Oh, I hate that.
HTML 101.
So I don't know. I checked it. It looked all right. I don't know. I'll keep my eye on it. It's supposedly not totally launching until the summer. That's what it says at the top. But if that's the case, why are you starting it now? Why are you putting up half a site?
He was talking about like his tech staff is working on new features and all. How do you have a tech staff for your blog? Man, I want tech staff for my blog, www.bestdamnpodcastever.com/MillerBlog. Dude,
this is all the defects work. for all the defectors from GameSpot. They all joined forces and they're starting a rebellion.
I don't know about this. I don't know. I'll keep my eye on it, but Jeff Gerstmann, he's suspect. I mean, the man does love cookies, so automatically off the bat.
Blake Buck sure feels threatened by anybody that likes cookies more than he does.
All right, our last article here today. Jack Thompson offers to help EA. EA says, fuck no. Jack Thompson recently threw his support behind Electronic Arts' proposed buyout of Take-Two as an impassioned letter saying he would help, and I quote, evict the Zelnick Trojan horse from within Take-Two's corporate walls. That's how old Zelnick's the CEO of Take-Two. EA responded by saying that Thompson had, in the past, included false claims about content in EA's games. They would strongly prefer that Thompson not get involved in this matter. You remember when he said that, like, The Sims had, like, nudity in it, and he was trying to get it banned from stores?
Well, hold on, because there's actually, I didn't even hear about this, but there's actually an article, and I think it's just these don't get around as much, where Jack Thompson actually lashed out against Fox News over the Mass Effect thing.
Oh, like, don't even talk to me about that Mass Effect thing.
No. He actually defended the game from Fox News.
No.
No, I'm serious. He did. And no one heard about it.
Why is he siding himself with the Pixelantes?
Well, you know what? Maybe he also feels threatened. Maybe he has to be the sole person attacking games and needs to take out the competition.
But he called
the controversy ridiculous.
I think it's smart because it makes it harder to hate him as much. Like, it makes him sort of validates him when he's not all one-sided. Mm-hmm. He can take up this little thing and say, oh, well, you point at it later and say, oh, look what I did for this game. You know, my opinion matters now.
So it was Friday night, right? And this is coming back. And I went outside and it's starting to snow. Okay, this is coming back. just stay with me for a minute. So it's starting to snow. And I'm like, oh, man, you know what? I need to go buy a video game. Because what if I get snowed in? I'm going to have to play Xbox all day. So I went to the store, I bought Mass Effect, right? So I sunk about like 8 hours into it, and I saw the scene. I was at this part where I allegedly the lesbianic sex scene occurs, right? So I'm like, ooh, 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 she naked. So I went through the interaction one time, you know, picking the dialogue choices. I saved my game beforehand, and I did not get lesbian sex. Fail. So I kept going back and loading my game until like about 4 or 5 times in. Oh yeah, I got that hot lesbian sex scene. Ow! But it took me a while. But you didn't see anything. It was highly overrated.
I heard it was side boob and that's it.
Oh, I didn't even get that much. Maybe that's. I think there's multiple lesbian sex scenes. But
reload that game. Try again. Blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the real high score.
That's expert mode.
Yeah. If you get up all hole in ones on Mario Golf, man, I'm telling you, the Mario Peach sex scene at the end is awesome. Then Donkey Kong comes in and just goes all out. It's nasty. But no one ever talks about it. That's what the news don't want to tell you about. That's all I'm saying.
All right, now it's time for releases. All right, I'll start us off here. Guys, this week, of course, all the Nintendo nerds, you included, Andre, are talking about Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
It finally came out!
It comes out, I guess, today, technically.
It's out with your favorite
Nintendo characters and a new Smash Bros. Game for the Wii. Andre, I know you played it. Tell us about it now.
It is amazing. I played for it a little bit because we lost an hour. I was so mad, so I couldn't get as much play as I wanted. I was like, excellent. Where did the time just go? I've been playing that long, and then it's like, no, just 10 minutes. But, no, it's great. It's not as much of a jump from Melee to Brawl as the original Smash Brothers is to Melee, but there's a lot more characters. I haven't unlocked them all, but there's supposedly tons and tons of special characters. Sonic the Hedgehog is in it, and Solid Snake is in it, which I think is awesome.
Oh, man.
And I did play online last night. I can't really say how good that is because everybody who went to GameStop last night and bought it at midnight were probably online last night, so it probably didn't make for the fastest experience, but I'm sure once it kind of dies out and people sort of play at their random times, that'll be more fun. But it's great. I'm in love with it so much. Never leaving the house.
Now, Andre, my one black friend in college... he plays this game. He plays the regular Smash Brothers all the time, all the time. Him and his friends play this game all the time. Nick, he loves Smash Brothers. And Nick was telling me he did this presentation on Smash Brothers in class. And at the end of it, he went through all of these little things that he and his friends say to each other when they have just pwned their friend's face in this game. Do you have any similar sort of catchy phrases that you say in your friend's face?
In my friend's face, I'm very much about in your face, very loud, like in your face.
Yeah, got your ass was one.
Got
of them.
You, that's a good one. You got served is always nice. And that's so Raven. I'll throw that out there too.
Really? I haven't heard that one. That
you smack somebody, they fall off. Oh yeah, that's so Raven. That's what you know. Every black person says it.
Really?
Every one of
really?
Them. Yes.
That's
yes.
Interesting.
If
awesome.
If you ever meet Colin Powell.
Now I can interact with my black friends.
Yes.
Sweet.
What's up, everybody? That's so Raven. And they'll be like, oh, snap, son. You down, dog. You down. That's what we all say. That's all I'm saying.
I usually Miller knows about this. I usually just make a sound over and in like.
That stems from NBA Jam.
Yeah, this is usually combined with like me jumping up and down in tandem with that sound.
Oh, he's on fire!
All right, so let's see. Miller, take this next.
All right, next we got.
Do you have anything else you want to say about
what?
Do you have anything else you want to add about Smash Brothers? Andre?
No, I'm just saying, if you buy a Wii, if you have a Wii, you have to have this game. Your Wii is absolutely ridiculously unbought for no reason. If you do not get this game for it, is like you should still just have a 64. That's what GoldenEye was to 64. This game is for Wii. That's all I'm saying.
Awesome.
And then
awesome.
But before we go, I would like to add, if you are going to buy this game, you should buy it through the Best Damn Podcast Ever front page. We have Amazon Ooh-hoo! Amazon links. So buy it through us, and we need bunnies. Go.
All right. Got your ass. Okay, coming up next, we got Condemned 2 Bloodshot for Xbox 360 and PS3. It's a sequel to the original Condemned. Promising new fighting mechanic that will allow for brutal hand-to-hand combat as the players hunts down serial killers. I gotta make my text bigger.
B is for Lysdexia.
Now, I want to talk about this game. Now, I bought the original Condemned. Like, I remember I saw it real cheap for like $30. And I thought, oh, I love this. I'm gonna run around beat up junkies, right? But you guys ever buy games like from a particular genre, even though you know you don't like them? And yet you keep buying them for some goddamn reason. You must be retarded or something.
No, I don't do that, actually.
Like fighting games. Usually I hate fighting games, and yet I keep buying them. I don't know why. But Condemned is another one that's like that. I hate scary video games, and yet I continue buying them and hating them.
I gotta say, the original Condemned for Xbox, I think 360, was probably the first game that I've judged based on how good its achievements are to get, because this was back in my I gotta get 10,000 achievement points so hard everyone will think I'm a loser stage, which is actually still going on. But I looked up the achievements and I was like, hey, these look like they take time. So Condemned, thumbs down. Never played it.
It's a pretty good game, but like most of the game is like hand to hand combat. You rarely get guns, and I don't know. I don't like scary games. My brother loves this game. In fact, it's his birthday, and he wants me to buy this for him. So I'm probably going to end up buying this for Ben Buck. I'll tell you guys how it is. Oh, the trailer is terrifying, though. If you go watch a trailer on like either online or on the Xbox, it has an amazingly terrifying trailer.
I've seen a commercial of it, and it wasn't really that terrifying. It was just like shots of the actual fist weapon just punching some dude in the face like three times. And I was like, hey, that's a pretty cool punch in the face mechanic they got going on. But I don't know if it's a game seller.
Remember, Condemned was the game that I was like, man, I really didn't like this game. But then I started playing it and just imagined myself as Kurt Russell, and I liked it more. I would imagine that mechanic still works for the sequel. Just imagine you're, because it's it. Well, the first one was in New York. I don't know where the second one is, but imagine you're just Kurt Russell, and you've got
a all they got to do is put like a little bit of his mullet hanging down in front of your eyes.
Yeah, like just, POV mullet.
Just a little bit
mullet vision.
You're Kurt Russell, you're there.
That's an accessory. Someone should come out with that as an accessory.
Oh my god, that's what I was trying to do on a Mass Effect yesterday. Like I was trying to make my face look like Kurt Russell, and then I was gonna play the game and answer every question as Kurt Russell would answer. Like, you know, always choose the hard ass responses, like get the hell out of my face, you know, start shooting before you ask any questions. But they didn't have a mullet in the game.
Oh,
they only
lame,
had short hair.
How do you have sex in the game and not have mullets? Come on.
Exactly. So instead I made me a chick so I could have lesbian sex.
Well, I think awesome. Mass Effect 2 should have that feature. You should be able to have a mullet and be able to actually create Kurt Russell. But the thing is, if you do that, all the dialogue that leads to sex is unnecessary. It's automatic win. Like it just cuts out all dialogue sections.
It just in the dialogue tree, it just has sex, but it's in brackets, so you don't actually say it. You just do it.
That's a standard response to every question with a woman. if you're a Kurt Russell character,
either they roll some sort of like adventure game, like Secret of Monkey Island. Like they have like the verbs down there, like open, close, take, push, pull. They just have take woman,
take and woman. All right, so Justin Fick, what's this next game we got here?
All right, we have Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles Ring of Fates for the DS. Comes out on the 11th. Ring of Fates is a new game in the Crystal Chronicles series featuring four players over Wi-Fi on the DS. Now, I haven't heard of this. I heard the original Crystal Chronicles was fun if you have a bunch of people to play with.
Yeah. I played it a little bit. Remember, in fact, Wee Miller, you and me and like one other, I think Bjorn, we all played this game when we were in high school.
Yeah, we did. It was pretty fun. It got a little repetitive after a little while, but it was fun.
And the screens didn't add that much. I mean, I guess it was kind of fun having the screens down there, but most of the time you were watching the main screen anyway. You know, it had the little where you would plug in your Game Boy into the GameCube, and you'd have like your own menus and stuff down there. Does nobody know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
my roommate Calvin does.
One of the cool things about this game is that like when you go into the dungeon, everybody has a different function. Like somebody will have the map, somebody will be carrying the bucket, somebody will be know what the enemies are or whatever. Somebody know what the treasures are. So you kind of had to work together, and that was all displayed on your little screen and your DS or whatever.
Yeah,
dude, I think they should have more of a four swords mechanic where everyone just beats the shit out of each other for all the same codes.
All right, Andre, you got this last one for us?
Sure. House of the Dead 2 and 3 Return for the Wii, released March 11th. The House of the Dead series makes its way to the Nintendo Wii in-house for the House of the Dead 2 and 3 Return.
Dude, I love this.
Can I use my
I'm very
like,
excited about
shooter
this.
Thing for the Wii? The like gun attachment?
Any more light guns? I want all the light guns I can get on the Wii. So especially House of the Dead, shoot zombies, awesome. I don't know why they didn't put one on there though. Why would you have two and three but not one?
Maybe two and three are more similar code wise. Who knows?
That's true. Yeah. Ooh, look at that. Look at them brains.
So I'm excited for this, too. I mean, I picked up, Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles. And, like, even though... Like,
oh, man, I love
like,
that game.
Even though everyone's saying it's like, oh, it's not that great a game, it's pretty brainless. Like, listen, this is what the Wii was made for, is shooting dudes. Pointing and shooting at dudes.
Yeah. Shooting up.
I'm on the same level. Like, Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles, it's gotten bad scores, but only because these people are going in with, like, they're thinking it's going to be Resident Evil 5 or something, all right? If you go in with the expectation of this being a light gun game, it's probably one of the best light gun games I've ever played. It's got a bunch of levels, it's got branching paths, you know, different weapons. It's a lot of fun. I don't know why everybody's bitching about it.
Yeah, people forget that. Like, there was a time where you could read the instruction manual and then the game just started. It wasn't like you had to watch a 20-hour CG storyline and do a big training session. It's like, you know, there's things going to come at the screen. You shoot at it. Yeah, have fun. That's it. That was a one-page instruction manual. It was like, all right, go play the game. Why are you still reading? You know, it's just people should enjoy this. What I'm hoping happens, though, is because I remember recently we did an upgrade where they actually allow USB keyboards can be used on the Wii now.
Oh, I know exactly praying, what's
coming. I'm praying that they release Typing of the Dead on the Wii. That would be so awesome.
Dude, I will squeal yeah, like know. A girl.
Now, not only did I buy the original Typing of the Dead when it came out on Dreamcast, and I
yes.
have not one but two controllers.
Two controllers. Yes.
Not only that, but I subscribe to GameTap now. You remember how I was so excited about GameTap when it came out? I still like it, but I just don't play it that much. I don't even play that many games. And so, considering I have to pay a monthly fee to be subscribed, I'm thinking about canceling, except for one reason. Typing of the Dead is on GameTap.
It is?
Oh, yeah.
I'm subscribing today. I didn't even know that was on there.
Yeah, that's the only reason I'm still subscribed.
Oh, that's great.
All right, well, now it's time for the judgment. All right, so who's got a judgment today, guys? Vic, did you say you had one?
I do not.
I hadn't played enough Mass Effect, though. I guess we could go into more detail about... I guess you've only played it for a little bit. I think it would be a little...
Everybody's played Mass Effect. You dumb.
I'm talking about Smash Brothers. I think it'd be a little too soon to do a review.
We could do a preliminary judgment on Smash Brothers.
I do have something to say about Smash Brothers. And it's something that's plagued me since, like, the beginning. Like, I love the game. It's one of the most awesome games in the series. I never really understood the title. Super Smash Brothers. Because who are the exact... I mean, I know Mario's in it, but who are the actual brothers that Smash? I just never really understood the point of that game, or the title of that game. So, I just feel like Nintendo Fighters. I don't know if that's just too generic, but I just don't know why... that name.
I guess maybe it's like Super, yeah, maybe like a Super Mario, but
that's,
I don't know.
That's
yeah,
what I figure,
weak.
But I just, you know, I just, that's always
either that or they're talking about how they're like maybe brothers under the same console, like brothers from a different mother. I don't know. I'm lame, right. So I don't know.
Now who's
works.
Black?
Yes, Ganon is kind of black. Maybe that's what they were getting at.
Ganondorf is his Muslim name. All this talk about Obama being Muslim, forget that. Ganondorf, definitely Muslim. Come on, people. That's so Raven.
All right, so I guess we'll do like a quick preliminary review. Like, do you want to talk about like how are the graphics and the control and the multiplayer? You want to just give us like a quick kind of overview of it?
Yeah. It's graphically is great. I haven't seen a lot of the CG scenes because I haven't done the subspace emissary section yet. I hear that's fun, but it's not, you know, don't buy the game for that. It's definitely for the multiplayer aspect. But the final smashes are amazing. It's a new feature that they've added where a smash ball will pop on the screen, and if you are the lucky one to grab it, you can just do this incredibly ultimate smash at the end to attack everyone. And it's different for each character, so that's kind of very cool.
Yeah, I like the customization.
Now, is that yes. as game-breaking as some people have made it sound?
Well, I compare it to, like, Marvel vs. Capcom, when you do the attack where the whole screen would turn blue, and then you just go, you hit somebody.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
I love
it's along those. Along those lines. But it's not necessarily that fast. It definitely depends on the character. Like, Mario does a very huge, giant fireball. Bowser turns into Giga Bowser from Melee. Mm-hmm. To only fight, but he actually turns into it this time. Star Fox brings, like, this giant land cruiser onto the stage. So that's really cool. And it's just... With all of the aspects that are in the game by itself, plus this the addition of multiplayer online, you're going to be still playing this game, I think, for a very long time. So it's well worth the investment and waiting in line with a bunch of other nerds at midnight to get it.
Yeah, all right. I think I've already missed the rush for the initial shipment. I'm gonna go check it out tomorrow, but I'm afraid I've missed the gravy train.
I'm sure. No, I mean it's May. They probably. I mean, I would imagine most retailers will have it this week because they probably got a buttload of them in. It's kind of like Halo. Even when it went hard to get Halo when it came out because there was like a billion copies of it floating around.
Yeah. Yeah, like a friend of mine just went to Toys R Us randomly today and found it. It's if you go to I mean, maybe not go to GameStop or one of those places, but maybe if you just went to some random other store that sells
like
games in addition to something else, you probably will find it, I think.
All right. So, very cool. So, right now, big thumbs up?
Yes. Absolutely.
Very cool. All right, I'll give you guys since I was talking about Mass Effect, I'll give you guys like a quick preliminary review of Mass Effect, and then that can be our judgments for this week since we got nothing else. So I bought Mass Effect the other day. Have any of you guys ever played any of it or seen much of the gameplay?
No, I've sort of avoided it because, I just heard like 50, 60 hours of gameplay, and I was like, look, listen, I got 50 games on my list, each with 50 hours of gameplay. Thanks, anyway.
Yeah, it's true. I'm probably never going to finish it, but I played for about 8 hours yesterday because I didn't have, like, you know, I don't know where you, well, where I'm from, it's College Town, USA, and it's spring break, which means all of my friends are gone, which means I sit at home a lot and play video games and jerk off a lot. So.
At the same time?
Oh, no doubt. Look, we've all been there, all right? All right. Don't act above that. So anyway, Mass Effect, it's a lot of fun. You know, it's got a lot of story, and I know that turns a lot of people off. But, I mean, I went in knowing that's how it was. If you're going in expecting Halo, you are going to be very disappointed because, I mean, it's got so much story. Like, you know, I was trying to go through, you know, like you start a game, you're trying to go through all the dialogue options and learn about all the different things. But if I were to do it, this game would take easily 200 hours to get through. There's so much stuff, so many side missions. Like I was trying to do all the side missions in the Citadel area. But every time I would finish one, I'd get another one. I'd have like 20 side missions run at once. So there's a lot of, there's so much stuff to do. But, you know, you can make your character and you've got, it's all kind of third person combat. And it's half turn based, half real time. So it's a very cool implementation from the battle system. The level of customization for your character is really awesome. And the story so far, it kind of had a slow start, but it's definitely engaging. And once you get into it, it's rocking along. So far, from what I've played about the 10 hours of gameplay, big thumbs up on Mass Effect. So I'll let you know how that turns out in subsequent weeks. And by that, I mean, I'm not going to play that game anymore. So no, I'm not.
But I feel you on that 50, 60 hours, because that is tough. Now, so many games are getting so long, and I'm always, like, wanting them to be shorter and shorter. I mean, I even watch WarioWare, and I'm still like, 5 seconds? I don't know. I got things to do. Okay.
Yeah, I went to the game store, and when I bought it, first I was trying to buy Far Cry, because I told you guys this last week, I watched Rambo the other week, right? And so I was like, what is Rambo the game? Far Cry. So I was just going to play through it and imagine myself as John Rambo and have the most awesome time. But they didn't have it. So I'm like, hey, how's Mass Effect? And he's like, oh, it's good. You should get it. But anyway, the dude said, I really liked Mass Effect until I was like 100 hours in and my retarded ass roommate erased my save.
Oh, no.
Okay, that's cause for first degree murder. I'm sorry.
Dude, that's friendship over right there.
Yeah.
No, that's life over.
Yeah, the chair.
Yeah, that's caveman A takes caveman B. I'll back the cave and beat the shit out of him. Find somebody hit points he has.
20 lung hits.
All right, well, now it's time for the jink. I ain't a winner, got a hot hand. Yeah, I buy like 6 games a week. Surely one of them was a jank.
I don't understand how you, like, buy so many games and so much booze and can still, like, support yourself.
Dude, where does the money come from?
Dude, I take it from girls, okay? Duh.
Andre, have you purchased a game recently that was very cheap?
That was very cheap?
But a good buy, if you will.
Oh. Oh, I did. Because this is a new thing that's happened while I was... I recently came into a PS3 and did not have many games for it. And so for some reason, I've randomly been able to go into Target weekly ads and found like really popular games for $20-$30 less, like $30-$35. I got a Call of Duty 4 for like $35. I got the Orange Box for that much.
Nice.
So,
yeah, good. Sunday Flyer is a good place to search for janks of the week.
And yeah,
I kind of thought of one. This ain't really a jank, but Rez HD on the Xbox 360 on the marketplace. I love that game. Now it's in HD and it's $10. So if you hadn't played Rez yet, you got to go buy that game right now.
Dude, I've been dying to fix my live just so I can get back on there and grab me some Rez. But I don't know, just it is not working. I'm getting kind of pissed off.
Lame. And my last jank for you, Star Package Liquor Store, right across the street from my house. The first Tuesday of the month is Tax Free Tuesday. You can get all of the wild turkey your heart desires without that 7% sales tax.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
All through the morning.
All right. Now, we have a discussion here. I mean, we didn't have anything planned, but here's what I want to do. I was talking to them about this the other day. Andre, I would like for you to give us the Black Nerd State of the Union. What has happened since we've talked to you last?
To me specifically?
Well, no,
or
to
just
the entire Black Nerd community.
To the entire race of Black Nerds. Wow. That's a great idea. Okay. The State of the Union. I didn't prepare, but then so doesn't the president when he does his, I'm sure, so I'll just wing it. Let's see. Thank you, everyone, for coming to this meeting here at the International House of Pancakes. I am Andre Meadows, lead representative of Black Nerds Across America. And
Lucas,
this
you should
is,
cue up some music here.
Yes, this
Hail
is
to the Chief.
Yes. Play Hail to the Chief or the theme song to What's Happening. Either one will work. That would be great. And now the Black Nerds Day of the Union address. What has happened with Black Nerds?
Oh my God! Since Blake Buck could be dancing around in blackface, where are we gonna go with this next, guys?
Oh, please don't.
What are some games that have come out that have had great cultural importance on the Black Nerd community lately?
Well, we've already mentioned Ganondorf coming out as Muslim. I think that's important because we need a strong figure. It's a little stereotypical that he's Muslim and he's a villain, being fought by the all-American boy Link. But you know, we take what we can. Cultural significance. I think Super Mario Galaxy has cultural significance because we can go to other universes and connect with stars and it's the first. A lot of people forget that has the first Latin princess in a video game, Princess Rosalina. that's important.
Great strides.
People. Yeah, so that's we're getting there. So it's only a matter of time before we get that black video game princess. I'm really, really hoping. hoping. So that's good. Like I said, I did come into a PS3, so I'm cheating on my Wii now. I have an affair.
A black console, I might add.
A black console. You know, yeah, you gotta leave them white consoles alone, man. They all they want is your money. That's all they want. They want their money and it's to scare their parents, you know. But, you know, we does have a black father, 64. And but that's been cool. So I've been able to go into that realm. And I also got my hands on Rock Band. So that's pretty cool. Though I'm playing the drums. I don't know why that is. That's kind of racist. So, and then you guys got to ask me questions last time. Remember we went through the whole, like, what black question you want to ask me.
We'll,
so please
we'll
feel
play
free.
We'll play the interviewers. So guys, do you have any
yes,
questions?
I'm now opening the floor to questions. Who wants to ask the Black Nerd State of the Union?
What is your name? Black Nerd President? I don't know. What.
Yes.
Admiral Black Nerd?
Spokesperson. Ambassador. Black Nerd Ambassador.
Black Nerd Ambassador.
Yes.
Thank you, Andre, Black Nerd Ambassador. As you recently heard, the Apple SDK software development kit has come out, and they're going to be talking about games on the iPhone. What kind of games do you expect black nerds to want to play on the iPhone? What's the community looking forward to?
I'm hoping that BET takes advantage of this, because I would like to play an interactive version of the TV series Hail Date, which I don't...
Don't touch my clay man.
You know, because you watch that show, and, you know, I want to feel like I'm on a date with somebody that's making improvisational messes, and then a little midget comes out in a devil costume. I need to feel that. I think the iPhone is the way to do that. So I'm hoping that they take advantage of that. Hell Date the Game is what I'm wanting. Hell Date the Game.
John Carmack,
make
are you listening?
Make it happen, BET.
Do any other reporters have any questions?
Any other questions?
Well, I already threw mine earlier, like the popularity of Smash Brothers in the African-American community, I think, from my empirical observation, is very high. Would you care to comment on the effects of this new one?
The great thing about Smash Brothers is that black people get to beat up white people without getting arrested. It's like, I've always wanted to beat up a white person, but how can I do it without a cop coming? I know. I will pretend I am Jigglypuff and kick the crap out of Samus, a white woman at that, and everything's cool. Because it's a game. It's fun time. It's fun time. So
yeah,
because
even in like GTA...
Yes,
you beat up white person, but that elicits cop response.
Yes, see, that wrong. See, and they messed up, because I remember in one of the Grand Theft Auto games, one of the objectives was to kill the Haitians. See, that was just too direct, you know? We all wanted to shoot Haitians as white people, but we got to do it secretly. You got to make the Haitians Koopa Troopas, and then you have to be Luigi, and then we all know what's going on, we just don't say it. That's how it works, people. Come on. I'm going to go kill those Metroids. We know what the Metroids are. All right, all right. Asians. Come on. We know that.
Now, I've got a Super Smash Brothers ancillary question. I don't even know if that's the right word. Supplemental question. Do black nerds have a special set of characters, have a favorite character, or have a sort of like... kind of like a secret handshake, like if you are this character.
Oh, like what characters do we like to choose?
Essentially, yeah, sort of like a okay. secret handshake, like.
Oh, a secret handshake?
Yeah, all the Black Panthers or like Samus or something.
Oh, I see how it is. Well, first off, we love the taunting feature where you get to, you know. When you knock somebody off, you get to press a button and do a little dance. That's comparable to when we get in the end zone in a football game, because we all do that. So that's important. We never play as Donkey Kong, because that's just offensive. I think we're open to playing any characters. There's no black character. Well, you know, Ganondorf, but there's no real, like, you know, black character. So we have to go with the coolest of the white characters, and that would be Captain Falcon. He's like a black F-Zero driver. That's all I'm saying. So show me your moves. That is a black thing. That's all I'm saying. How many other races? Yes. Yes, right,
I have another question for you, Andre.
Yes.
Captain of black nerds worldwide.
Black nerd ambassador, yes.
Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. So, you know that recently Shigeru Miyamoto was inducted into the Walk of Game. It's a Sony-sponsored event, and he was honored there not too long ago. Now, my question for you is, do you think that he should be allowed to retain this title, even with his, let's just say, spotty past in his games? I think you know what I'm talking about.
Do I? Is there a specific one?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, no, there is. Because
there is?
Have you seen the cover for Mario Party 8?
I've not.
For the Wii? If you look at Mario Party 8, there's some character that I guess is like the master of ceremonies, and he's a ghost, but he's all black, and he has big red lips. And I'm not making this up. Look at the character. Look him up. I'm going to find a picture of him.
This.
Dude, I'm getting it right now. Let's find it.
Go look up Mario Party 8. I'm telling you, look at this character. It's very weird.
Oh, I see him. He's right down there in the bottom left.
Yes!
Oh, my God, dude.
That's not cool.
Dude.
Exactly. Not cool. I look at these things, people. These little subtle instances in games.
my roommate has this game. Wait, let me go grab it.
Yeah, go grab. Look at the cover. You'll see all the Mario characters all happy and bouncing in their white Nintendo-ness. And then you'll see this little, like, black ghost thing with big red lips that's, I guess, you know, a magic being. Almost Michael Clark Duncan in Green Mile, like, if you know what I'm saying. I'm not trying to make a comparison, but that's all I'm saying.
Dude, I got this right here.
You see what I'm talking about?
I see what you're talking about. I've never even seen that. Is he like a new addition? Is he like
he's new to this game?
Racist,
yeah.
Character.
He's new to this game. I think his name is a Fried Chicken McWatermelon. I think is the name of the character.
Wait, let me look him up in the instruction book. Let me see if I can find him.
Yeah, see if there's a name for him. I'm sure there's like it's on the website somewhere. But he just looks weird. But you know, I think Mike Tyson should also be in the walk of game. You know, because he was hurt bad. You know, the man made Mike Tyson's punch out and then was taken out of it. You know, that's unfair. Sure, that's beat up Robin Givens, but that's not allowed.
And I gotta say that he was probably the. Probably like the first final boss that I ever really like feared as a child because like they had what Mother Brain was up there but not quite. They had who else?
Mother Brain was voiced by a black man.
True.
Yep, and Captain the Game Master. That was a black man.
That's right. I remember that.
Yes, Levi, who also was the voice of the plant from Little
Shop of Horrors. That's awesome. And then let's see who else. Bowser was nothing as the last boss.
You were just a wealth of 80s knowledge.
Well, this is weird. I remember like a few years back, and this is no joke. I read, you know how like colleges or whatever they read. I read a thesis statement or thesis article that this guy wrote where he tried to say that Little Shop of Horrors and Gremlins were supposed to be like fictional depictions of black people. Being in America, like he was talking about how like the gremlin, and he did. He was like, if you look at like the plant features having big lips and the gremlins not adjusting to society at first, but just wanting to party. It was very, and it was really weird because on one side I see what he was trying to do, but it was like by trying to combat racism, he was making it more racist. Is like, you know, it's not fair these gremlins that are running around drinking and flashing everybody and biting people on the necks because that's what all black people do is they bite people on the necks. You know, it's like what? And we hate bright light. We sure do. And we multiply with water. That's why we don't like to swim. Why we don't go swimming, people, because we go in one, we'll come out 100. You know you don't want that. Obama will definitely win then, because every black person's voting for him. We know that.
Oh, man. So I looked up in the instruction book, and that character is actually not in the character list. So I think he's just like a side character.
His name is Fried Chicken McWatermelon. Look, Google it. Google it. That's a black term, too. Google, they took that from us. That was a rapper in the 80s. And that was his song, too. It was Keyword Search. That was his song, you know. Stealing, man. Technology just steals from us.
I'm feeling lucky.
You and I also recently found out about Super Mario Brothers. I don't know how this ties into racism, but I'm sure it must somehow. Have you ever noticed, like, the original Mario Brothers, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at the clouds, and then look at the bushes.
Yeah.
They're the same thing, only different colors.
Yeah.
That blows my fucking mind.
They got along in that mushroom. Well, and that always gets me too. You know, I feel like we're in an age where we're supposed to be an equal opportunity employer, right? So Princess Toadstool has 7 mushroom retainers. Have you ever seen a black mushroom retainer? That's all I'm saying.
Never.
There's always a toad and a toad's worth. Where's my toad? You know, Toad Keem. That's all I'm saying. Where's Toad Keem? Not fair. I'm sure there's one black mushroom walking around that place in the Mushroom Kingdom.
Now I want to say that it might be a step worse because they get toads of different color spots.
Yeah.
But not different color skin.
No. What's up? I guess that's to determine their color is whatever is on their mushroom's hat is what their actual color is. The body is just like the stem of the mushroom, really, which is just nasty. It's funny, though, if this is weird. Now I'm showing too much on if you watch The Adventures of Super Mario Brothers 3, the cartoon series, you remember that?
Oh, wow.
There is actually an episode where, because King Koopa always tries to come up with a different episode to get the mushroom people angry, there's actually an episode where he takes the ship from the game over the Mushroom Kingdom and shoots red and blue paint down on the Mushroom Kingdom, so half of the mushrooms are covered in red paint and half of the mushrooms are covered in blue paint, and then they disguise themselves as a red and blue mushroom and go to each side and is all like, hey, I heard them blue mushrooms like to steal, and I heard, oh, them red... them red mushrooms, they show up late to everything, and then I start fighting each other. It's a touching episode. I'm surprised it didn't win a daytime Emmy. I'm really sad about that. You know, and that was after the episode that Milli Vanilli guest starred. Just
so do we that's been a good state of the union. Do we have any more questions for Ambassador Black Nerd?
Maybe what are your plans for the coming year? To further the state of black nerds everywhere.
My plan for the coming year is to show that black nerds can indeed have a woman. So, I will be, for the good of the black nerd community, I will be putting myself out there for any woman that wants me. And doing experiments to document the necessity of showing this proof. So, send me an email and be on the corner of Sepulveda and Fairfax at 12:30 a.m. on Friday, and we'll start deliberating, so to speak.
Actually,
thank you so much.
We could put that out there. I'm assuming that's L.A.
Win a date with Andre Meadows.
There you go. Any listeners? I don't think we have any female listeners, but if any listeners have sisters. That they're yes. willing to donate at bestdadpodcastever.com with their phone number.
Right. Yes. If you have any sisters or sisters, then, you know, let's hook up. Or awesome. sisters.
Well, thank you so much, Andre, for
thank you so much for listening. And remember, everyone, that's so Raven.
All right, we got to get on to the contest. All right, guys, this is just a reminder of last week's contest. The current contest is the Xbox Live Vision Camera Contest. What you're going to do here is send us the funniest photo you can, non-scrotum related, to gamertag BlakeBuck, all caps, no space. That's my, and I'm going to go through all the winners in about 2 weeks from now, and I'm going to pick who has the best photo. It can be your face, you could do a dance or something, I don't know, but whoever has, whatever makes me laugh the most, or makes me smile the most, is going to win a t-shirt once I make them. I mean, I've got a whole truckload of them sitting out back.
Now, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
You said send the best non-scrotum pics, and you have that in bold. So I am assuming that means this has actually happened?
Not yet.
We're just covering
it. I'm letting it.
This is a precursor. Yeah. Okay.
Preemptive strike, if you will.
I got you. That's smart. That's smart. You know your audience. That's good.
All right, now it's time for feedback.
And before we do voicemails, it's worth noting that the original Wiki Fairy has sent some feedback. Just wanted to congratulate you on the return of the heat. Episode 37 rocked. Keep the power flowing. And also says, P.S. Blake Smart.
See, we're going to talk about this later. Let's not talk about this now, but we have a running debate in the forum. All right. Here's the voicemails.
But in the meantime, it's worth noting that the original Wiki Fairy is now Blake Smart.
All right,
he's joined the light
pick
side.
Lucas was trying to get me to pick sides the other day, and I still don't know. It depends on how many cookies Blake decides to give me.
All right, I got some things to say about that. We'll get back to that in a minute. All right, here's the first voicemail.
Hi, this is Lucas O'Brien, your faithful audio editor. I'm in the middle of editing your dumb show, and I'm bored, so I decided I'd call in with something dumb.
You did.
Anyway, all I could think of that's reasonably interesting is we've heard Fick sing and we've heard Buck sing, but we have not heard the illustrious William Miller sing, to my knowledge. So I'd like to hear Miller sing right now, right when y'all play this on the show. Thank you. Goodbye.
That sounds like a challenge, William Miller.
William Miller,
wait,
go.
What did he say? I didn't hear the voice. It was choppy. What'd he say?
Oh, he wants you to sing right now. Go.
Wait.
He's heard me sing, and he's heard Fick sing, but we've yet to hear the golden voice of William Miller belting out a saucy tune.
Now, Blake Buck, I would sing, but I think the low audio fidelity of our podcast does not merit my voice. It would be tainted somehow. Look,
it wouldn't be able to capture the entire spectrum.
It would not. If you want to hear me sing, you can catch me at Carnegie Hall, because that's where I'll be for the next year and a half.
Dude, that's like being in college and owning a guitar and not playing and claiming you have tendonitis. Doesn't work.
That's
right. We know the scheme.
Hey, BDP, it's Eamon. Being I was the only one of the original battle contestants to actually fail, I'd like to re-enter myself. My cell phone number is 617.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Heard that.
Can you re-enter? After such a failure, can he recover face?
I don't know. I think he's a long-term listener. He's been with the podcast for a long. I think we should give him another shot. I really do.
All right.
I don't know, man. I mean, last time was a spectacular failure. If you recall, his battle was to go through puberty in 1 hour, and all he managed to do was get impregnated by Tomonobu Itagaki, designer of Ninja Gaiden series. So, I don't know. I mean, that's...
And
that's
itself is not a very hard... It's not a very hard thing to do.
I've done that four times today.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I mean, it's not... All it really takes is a deep voice and some hair on your knuckles. So, I mean... And that was pretty spectacular of a failure. So, I don't know. I mean, should we give him a chance to redeem himself?
He calls us back a second time. Let's listen.
Hey, BDP crew, it's Wazoo. A bit of an update regarding my battle challenge. A week from Tuesday, I will be in the great state of Texas, more specifically San Antonio. So any battles you may think of that would go great with Texas would be a good idea. So give me a shout.
Now I don't know about
Uh-oh.
That.
A Texas battle?
Wazoo, immigrate to Mexico. You have 1 hour. Go.
Cross the border.
Now, I don't know. I don't like the idea of him kind of prompting us, not only when to call him, but where he'll be. I don't know. I don't like that.
Well, you gotta use this to your advantage, guys. You gotta give him something just ridiculous, like you have a half an hour to end all racism in Texas. Go.
How would you do that, Ambassador Andre?
I'm not in the battle because I know something.
I think it would involve a lot of Super Smash Brothers.
Yes, you know the phrase that they say nothing's impossible. That actually is cut off because it says nothing's impossible ... except ending racism in Texas. They always forget that last part. I'm just saying.
That's true.
All right, this next voicemail I'm pretty sure is like my favorite voicemail of all time.
Hey there, Big DPE crew. This is Anthony from Alabama again.
This is the guy who called last week. He was like, hey, y'all. And he had that, like, weird Star Wars stuff playing in the background.
How y'all doing?
This is Anthony from Alabama. I love him. He doesn't try and hide that southern drawl.
I love
it. He embraces
it.
All right, so let's continue.
A.K.A. Forum and Gamertag, OneGod75. I got three bullet points for you guys. Number one, for my voicemail on the last episode, yes, that was Star Wars. My two kids were watching episode 3. So, yeah, awesome. That was lightsaber noise. Number two, as far as for listening to old episodes over and over again when you don't put out new stuff, that's kind of crazy. Everybody knows that the only reason to ever listen to old episodes is to set the mood for conceiving children.
I love how he phrased that. Set the mood for conceiving children.
It was so so authentic in the way he said it. Like it feels like a good joke, but you're almost like he said that too real.
No, yeah, that was sincere.
That was very sincere.
All right, let's get to bullet point number three.
Bullet point.
And the third bullet point is a stump for you guys. You probably know it, but it's one of my favorite games, Solomon's Key.
Solomon's Key.
Out.
Solomon's Key. That sounds familiar.
Yeah, I know Solomon's Key.
That's from NES.
What is Solomon's Key?
Solomon's Key, that was a Capcom game, was it not? Solomon's Key?
It was
based
like
a platformer,
not,
yeah. I don't know.
It was a platformer that was arbitrarily impossible.
Yeah. it's one of those games that, like, it looks like a cutesy kitty game, but will kick your butt easily. Sort of deal.
Wow.
Yeah, but I remember that. And you looked for keys. I remember that part. But that's all I can remember.
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
All right. So that was. Aren't you guys glad that we took the time to go back and get Anthony from Alabama?
Oh, yeah. That was beautiful.
Single-handedly made it worth it.
Yes.
Dude, he said his two kids are watching Star Wars. His third child will be conceived to our voices. That makes me feel like I've made some difference in this world.
That's it. You know, he's going to be all like, oh, episode 27, that takes me back.
Yeah, I don't know if he likes you on the show.
I don't know.
Andre.
I might be a stranger. I might be a little, you know, little added extra bonus for him.
All right, so let's go on to emails now. All right, so Paul L. Writes a stump. God Hand. Are you kidding me? That game came out like last year. Don't call me up with a game that came out last year and try and like stump me with it.
Stump. Legend of Zelda. Take that, bitch.
That's that, you know, it's that fighting game put out by Clover Studios. Dumb. Don't even get out of here. Get out of here.
Dude, you know, it's also worth noting that it's the last game by Clover Studios. After that, they were dead.
Yeah. So
do I blame God Hand? Quite possibly.
Yes.
He says, here's the plot description. Dudes chopped off your arm, and you got God Hand. You punch the shit out of dudes who chopped your arm off. You punch the shit out of homosexual wrestlers and heavily stereotypical Mexican demons. Punch the shit out of the devil, wait, of a demon who has a devil hand who can punch the shit out of you too. And then sing a song about your fist during the credits. Buh. Okay. P.S. Blake, you smart. You should make a Photoshop competition. How smart you are as possible. I'll tell you. Well, I'm saving up this. I got some feelings on this Blake dumb Blake smart, but we gotta save that. We're getting to that in a minute.
All right. The next one is from Spawn 662. Is this the Spawn we know and love?
It is the Spawn we know and love.
All right. This is from Spawn from the forum. Blake and company. Hey guys, just wanted to let you know that I would be more than happy to update the page for you guys. I would put everything up for your review first and publish when you give the okay. Totally up to you guys. Throwing the offer down. Hit me back if you're down for it.
Now see, you know how he just phrased this? I will put it up on the site and then publish when you guys say it's okay. That means that who is it? Matt K has given him the password to our blog software. You are both never allowed to get on our blog ever again. You have broken our trust, and you're banned forever.
Don't listen to him. We appreciate the help. And actually, I don't know, we're always looking for people to help out in some respect or another, and that sounds like a good way. Blake Dumb. There, I said it. I just picked a side.
Oh, no!
Are you picking a side?
Well,
I think I just picked a side. Uh-oh. I'm sorry.
No, Fick, don't do it. Don't sway to their heed.
I think he already picked while you were recording.
Dude, have you been to the forums in the last week? I hate to break it to you. I'm like number two on Fick Dumb side behind Lucas.
God damn it. Look, Andre's on my side. He knows Blake Smart.
Let's see. If we were playing Smash Brothers, what character would you choose?
Oh, shit. It's all riding on this. All right. I'm going to go with Samus?
Regular Samus or Zero Suit Samus?
Oh, shit. Regular.
Oh, what? Boo, what? Blake Dumb.
Oh, no. I've lost
another.
That
was a trick question because you can't be Zero Suit Samus unless you're Samus and do a Final Smash and become Zero Suit Samus. Blake Dumb!
Oh.
You got served! Look,
you guys are going to have to rally behind me. That's so raven.
Dude, that was so raven.
All right, listeners, they're all against me. You have to join my side. That's the only way we can defeat them. So we'll get to that later. Anyway, William Miller,
I'll take this next one. Okay, Ben S. writes in, I was searching RenderMan Slim Reflection in Google today, and what comes up as the first hit but Will Miller's own blog, which is being hosted off of bestdamnpodcastever.com. Amazing, thinks I. Those lazy bastards finally put up blogs. So, I go to the BDPE main page to see the other blogs, only to discover that no blogs are linked from there. The links still have coming soon, taunt. Blake Buck dumb for not spending the 10 seconds to link the existing blog from the main site. Ben.
That's all not right, my well, fault. That is William Miller's fault.
Okay, now listen. Here's the reason I haven't done this, okay? The template files that we use to render the site, the movable type like template files, are like made of such voodoo. Like, I don't understand how they work half the time. Not because I can't figure them out, but because, you know, I'll write one thing the same way twice and it won't work the same way twice. So I'm afraid that if like I change them and build it, the whole site will explode.
Oh, where does
ahref equals blog.html.
No, son. Look, you don't understand. Like, even going in there and modifying at all these things could just make the whole site go up in flame. I can try it now.
Oh, look, can you link Fick's blog just to his regular blog? Like, he doesn't need a separate BDPE blog.
Now, Blake, I don't think you understand. I don't have a separate I have a separate blog. It's a separate space on the server, but just editing the template to make the link work, I'm hesitant to do it because the last time I rebuilt the templates, even without any changes, the site did not work.
Dude, the BDPE website is like the Death Star. It has exactly one hit point.
It does. It has like one. It's like holding on by a thread. I don't want to touch it. I can try.
Fix it. Look, you go and fix it because I want to start my blog. It'll be the Blake Buck Titty Blog.
Titty Blog. Is that what it'll be? Here's what I find that's kind of funny. What were you doing searching RenderMan Slim Reflections on Google? You a RenderMan author out there? Is that what you're doing? That's pretty cool. Let me tell you, I like that RenderMan.
So cool.
I have a question about the Blake Buck Titty Blog. Is this about is this about Blake Buck talking about titties, or is this about Blake Buck's titties himself?
I'm pretty sure it's about my titties.
Oh, okay. Then I will not be subscribing to your podcast. Blake Dumb! You had a chance to redeem yourself, and you failed me.
All right, let's see. Andre, you want to take the next email? Alexi G?
Oh, I don't have the emails in front of me.
Oh, that's all right. I'll just go ahead and take it. It's a short one anyway. This short for Buck. Show equal good. Me willing to do album art. Examples attached. Done with unpublished live shows from BDPE stock art. So he attached some examples. Look, they look good, his album art. But I don't know. I feel like if I don't do them, like, I don't want to get to the point where I don't do anything on the site. So I think I'm going to keep doing it. But if I ever get, like, really busy and I can't do it, I'll keep you in mind, Lexi G.
It's good. All right. Next room is from Calix. Says, hey, all. This time around, I will try to make this email less creepy. Let me explain my obsessiveness with BDPE. Now, if you remember, we got a pretty creepy email from Calix the last time. I've blotted it out of my memory. It was so creepy.
Oh, my gosh.
It says, never mind. You guys will just take a big on it anyway, so I'll wait until the next live show and spill my guts, my life story. So let's skip down to the stump. Blake Buck, Phoenix 3.
That's a sequel to Phoenix 2.
Done. All right. He goes on to say, last thing, if I get Zero Punctuation Guy interested in being a guest on your show, would you accept him?
Oh, no. We would not accept a high-profile internet celebrity coming on our show. We would hate that.
Yes, is the answer to that question.
I like how we have to explain ourselves, because he's so creepy, we're not sure if he understands sarcasm.
May I get a general idea of what the creepy email entailed?
He said he, like, listens to our show. He goes home and presses play on our show and listens to our show until he goes to sleep. Like 6 or 7 hours a day.
He should hook up with your guy from Alabama. You like falling asleep?
This is Anthony.
Yes.
What's happening, Calix? It just sets the stage for making love.
Let's conceive some children.
Like, my name is Calix, and I think I might be your son.
Just Fick, go.
All right. Kevin G writes in, I can help you guys with stuff. I didn't really pay attention when you said you need help with stuff, but if you need any help, extra help, I could do it. Let me know if you want some kind of resume. Kevin, a.k.a. KG.
Dude, that's KG from the forums. You don't need no resume. Look, just send us something and we will put it on the site. The bar is incredibly low, guys. You don't need to send in a resume.
Actually, hold on. I think we might be able to make a contest out of this. That gave me an idea for a contest.
Uh-oh, what's that?
All right, so the contest idea is listeners need to send us, okay? They need to send us their resume. And all they have to do is just impress us with the resume. That's all. That's all they need to do.
Now, is this serious? I mean, is it serious resume or is it like I can't even say some of those words. But what is it? What I would send in as a joke resume?
No, this is like not like you're actually applying for a job with us. This is just like as if you were like say we actually had money to pay people. What would you do to impress us? How big a hamburgers would you eat? What kind of games you've beaten? What kind of, you know, have you ever sat in a bathtub and covered yourself with liquid and cried?
The bar is already set high, people.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, if you really want, no, wait, I don't want to give away my home address, but wouldn't it be funny like if I actually had paper copies of these? Look, but believe me, the last thing I want to do is give Anthony and Calix my home address. Oh, Jesus.
You got a pretty mouth.
All right, so let's see. I'll take this next one. CHC, that's all it said on the email, was, excuse me, sir, when you put your heats on your Eve, you agree you're putting it at risk. Oh, remember we were talking about how Eve, like, you know, these people conned their way and stole a whole bunch of in-game assets. Right. You volunteer to have your heats possibly stolen. Nothing is taken from you by force, so there's absolutely no theft taking place. Also, searching for terrorists in games is a ridiculous waste of time and money. Wayne Dumb, Blake Buck. Smart. That's right. They're rallying behind me. I'm the winner here.
All right, Blake Buck. I think our listener base is just too retarded to understand the points I was trying to make there. But okay, Blake Buck, smart. That's right, fine.
Get this email,
dude. My points remain the same. It game go outside.
Wait, Miller, hit this up.
Oh, I was looking for a stump. All right, Mr. Plummox says, hey, gods of gaming, don't be hating on those who listen to your voices a lot. Well, admittedly, Jeremy S. from episode 37 is a little crazy if he listens to your voice all day, but I can understand how he needs some sort of background noise. I do too. Plus, be happy that you have dedicated fans, even if they are psychos. I need my medicine later, Mr. Plummox. I agree. We should be happy we have fans, even if they would... See, have you ever... Y'all ever seen that movie Misery? Like, that's what's going to happen to us. Somebody's going to kidnap the three of us after we get, like, in a car accident in like, Snowland or wherever that movie takes place. Break our legs and just make us podcast all day. That's how it's going to work.
Now, see, I'm not that creeped out because, I mean, I think, like, you know, if there's a dude out there that's conceiving children to our voices, I think that kind of makes us, I don't know, like, uncles, at least. Maybe like fathers. Like maybe we have
Godfather.
Children.
Yeah, we could Godfather. Be the godfathers of gaming. There you go. I like that.
That is ridiculous. All right, so let's. Oh, Calix also sent us a. He sent his submission for the Xbox Live Vision Camera contest, but he sent it through the wrong medium. He took a picture of it and emailed it to us. You have to send it to me via Xbox Live. That's the only way it's official. But it was like a picture of his face, but like mirrored, so it looked like some sort of retarded ape. And he was like, "That Blake Buck."
Oh, he's like you.
So mean to me.
Oh, Blake Buck. So I got it. Did I get it? I got an email. No, I got a link. Simon sent me a link yesterday. Not yesterday. It was a couple days ago. It was a thread on 4chan with your face. Dude, 4chan has got a hold of your face. It's over with. It's only a matter of time, Blake Buck.
Now, Blake, I have the emails up, so with your permission, I would like to read Alex's email.
Roll it off.
Okay, I'm going to read this because I want to bring some sophistication to this, so I'm going to read it in sophisticated tone.
Please do.
Just glanced at your forums for the first time ever. Why the f*** does your homepage have seven links at the top of the page, but only two of them go anywhere? Vic Miller, quit double-fisting Blake's ass and fix it. Blake, when the back of your underwear fills with blood after they pull their hands out, then mail them to Wazoo so he can put them on backwards and pretend he's finally had his first period.
Oh my God.
Call you up to see if it's too late for him to win battle. On another note, Blake Buck. Blake Buck, why do you bother working out and getting a tan? You could take all the roids in the WWE and still couldn't get laid in a woman's prison with a fist full of weekend passes. But that's what happens when you're conceived outside of lawful procreation. If you ever kidnapped and eaten by a cannibal tribe, they all die of high cholesterol, you fat f**k. Also, if I were you, I'd take down those pictures of you dressed up like an orc with your face painted all green. You look like you've been creamed on by Shrek. But then it says, P.S. In all serious, the show is great. Keep up the good work. I don't really hate Blake. In fact, I'll be number 3 on his list. Blake Buck Smart. So what I love is that even by calling you smart, they first still have to insult you terribly. And then go, oh yeah, Blake Buck Smart.
Lucas, you're going to have to heavily buzzer X that terrible, terrible email. That was awful. Oh my God. I'm going to have nightmares about that.
I love it.
Like, I don't know if you
here's what really gets me. The phrase, you look like you've been creamed on by Shrek, like, he probably had to think of that for an hour. Like, he was really cooking this up in his head. I mean, he really had to get every single bullet point down.
Shrek was an ogre. Blake Buck is an orc in the trailer. And also, there is T-H-E-I-R. All right, so Matt L. writes in, Dear BDPE, but mostly Justin Fick, I feel your doofus woes. I, too, once sold my soul to the doofus people, and I still receive update emails from them with no hope to escape because of my lost password information. As always, I love the shows. Keep up the good work. Listen, I don't know what's going on in my email now. You know what? I'm blaming doofus on this, too, because I started junking their emails. So some mail thinks that they're all junk mail now, but now it's starting to junk, like, legitimate emails to me. So now I'm getting kind of pissed off, and I still get spam about penis pills. But now I'm missing, like, emails from people who I actually care about. And I'm blaming doofus for that. So there you go.
Yeah. I have a lot of problems with my spam filters because I just naturally have the word penis in my emails a lot anyway. And so I lose a lot of really good messages along with the enlargement emails.
All right. Next one is from Leo Vader. Says, okay, Blake Buck, I get it. You're tired of churning out witty descriptions for the episodes. It takes 2 hours for you to think of them, you say. So explain this to me. Episode 32. Also this week, Jack Thompson announces himself keynote speaker at GDC. The SRB says Manhunt 2 rating will stand despite it sucking really bad, and Guitar Hero 3 makes Activision enough money to license a good set list next time. Oh, burn. Did that really take you 2 hours to write? Episode 31.
You BDPE. Piece of shit. There's more than that, you dick-eating faced cockbag. All right, it's more than just one fucking sentence in the show notes. You duty face asshole.
Duty face. Well, he goes on to make another example. Says, how about that, Blake Buck? I appreciate the work you do for the show, but if you don't stop bitching about writing these sentences a month, the Blake Dumb Squadron will swamp the noble Blake Smart ones. That, you know, that's true. The Blake Dumb, I think there are more Blake Dumbs out there than Blake Smarts. I'm grateful for my position as a rank in the ranks of the Blake Smart team. But if you don't get your shit together, I'm convinced you are of subpar intelligence. Much love, Leo Vader, Gladiator.
He's getting kind of cocky since he won battle.
Thank you for that, asshole. All right, you want to take this last email, Andre, because I'm kind of lagging?
Sure. Hendrick. Hello, kings of gaming, Brickface, the glue, more like goo as of late, and hot sauce. Just wanted to say that people should quit their whining and complaining, saying that you've shown a lack of interest in the last couple of shows. What the hell was Drunkcast then? I don't call that lack of interest. If you want to listen to a show which has no enthusiasm, go listen to any podcast featuring the Arabian Stud, then you'll see what a lack of interest is. I really enjoy the show. Keep up the good work. And Blake, I there anyway. I could receive your morning show here in Amsterdam. Man, talk was amazing, and you really remind me of the ultimate warrior. And yes, I have listened to IMG and BDPE while cycling, riding the train, gardening, parking my bricks. This occurs the most often. Doing homework, and yes, in bed before I go to sleep. And sometimes, even when I wake up, the first thing I hear is Blake Buck saying, "Hello, my name is Boss Hogg." Blake, dumb. What? Oh, and then P.S. I'm very confused by this. So you had a letter where he trashed you, and then the end went, Blake Smart. And this one's like, I love listening to you when I go to sleep, when I wake up in the morning. Blake, dumb. Weird.
Our listeners are very fickle.
Yes. P.S. Justin Fick should always do this. Do all the segue music from now on.
Well, if that's what we're supposed to do, Justin Fick, give us a segue to the stump.
Stump.
That'll reveal the fact that the only music I can do is the battle music. I'm sort of a one-trick pony.
It goes bonk, down, 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 down,
stump, 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 stump.
Oh man!
All right, Blake, I got stuff for you. You ready?
Here, try calling me one more time. It's so like I'm like at least 5 or 6 seconds behind you guys. Try calling me one more time.
Goldmax. All right, Blake Buck, I got a stump for you. You ready?
Lay it on me, son.
I'm going to give you a little hint. My stump won the Independent Games Festival Best Web Game of the Year last year.
All right, lay it on me.
All right, my game for you this show is Samorost 2.
Wait, say that again?
Dude, I know that Samorost game. It totally won grand prize, Best Web Game, the Independent Games Festival last year. Dude, I thought you had a challenge for me.
Well, I know you might get it, Fick. Samorost 2, Blake Buck?
I can't. Every time you've said it, there's been a lag spike, like right in the middle of that word, like 4 times in a row now. Say it again.
Well, look, you're not gonna know what it is anyway. It's this. It's this flash game. And I think that I've played it a little bit, but it was a while ago. I think your dog gets abducted or something, and you have to go find it. And it's like this adventure game. It has this really cool art style. Side scroller, you click, your little dude moves around and you solve puzzles and stuff. It's really cool. Go check it out.
Dumb. Look, web games are dumb. There's no such thing as a good web game in my book. If it's not Xbox, it's no good.
All right, well, try mine on for size. My stump for you this week, and I hope you haven't done this one before, but it's called A Boy and His Blob.
Oh,
I know that one.
Wait a minute.
I play that game all the time. You had a little blob, you fed him jelly beans.
Yeah.
Climb up, you know, ladders and all that shit. Yes. I played that game.
You gave him a different, for every flavor of jelly bean you fed him, he would turn into a different shape.
It was a puzzle.
And then most of these shapes involve you falling 10 screens to your death instantly.
Yes. And it was weird because you had to, like, they tried to make it cute of trying to connect what he would turn into based on the flavor, but it was like 27 flavors, so you would always have to go back to the instruction manual and go, okay, strawberry makes a ladder, soda pop makes a, you know, and it just took too long. But it was a boy and his blob. A love story.
All right, Blake Buck, lay it on us.
Hang on. Oh, shit. Okay, there we go.
He's busy parking his bricks.
No, I'm digging through a stack of games. Oh, I got a good one for you. Oh, shit. Okay. All right, I got a good one for you. Now, I don't think I've done this one before, but it's one of my favorites. You might get this one because it's kind of famous. My stump for you this week, Giants, Citizen Kabuto.
I know this game. I have not played this game, but I do know of it.
See, I think if you do a stump, you have to have played it. Like, no, y'all never played.
I lose every time, Blake Buck.
Made fun of me about Grim Fandango, and none of you assholes have played it. It's the same thing.
Grim Fandango.
Tell me one character name from Grim Fandango. What is his name? Any character.
Dude, he's got a...
Manny. Oh! Oh! Go mow some yards, bitch!
Oh! Oh! Alright, so what do you know about Giant Citizen Kabuto?
All I know is that it involves this big giant thing that eats people and becomes bigger and eats more people. Am I on the right track?
Kind of. Giant Citizen Kabuto was a game put out by Planet Moon Studios. They were kind of big. They also did Armed and Dangerous, which I've never played, but I heard was kind of butt. But Giant Citizen Kabuto was an awesome game because you could play as either one of these space marines and kind of fly around the levels and shoot at enemies. You could play as one of these, like, sea creatures that would, like, go in the water and you could use all these magical attacks. Or you could play as, of course, my favorite, Citizen Kabuto, this giant monster thing, and eat each other. And not only was the single player really, like, silly and had, like, lots of jokes in it and stuff, but the multiplayer, like, you could pick one of the three races and you had to battle each other. Really, like, you know, unique gameplay style. So it's a little older PC game, but if you ever find it, big thumbs up, Giant Citizen Kabuto.
Excellent.
Andre, I know you got one for us.
I do. I do have one. Uh-oh. You might have heard of it, though, but I just have to bring it up because of how atrocious it is. Do any of you remember the game Rap Jam Volume 1?
Oh, wait a minute. I might know what this is.
Rap Jam Volume 1?
Is this that game where you made your own music video, like on the Genesis?
If only. No, that is incorrect.
What am I thinking? Oh, no one else? I don't remember what that game was, but you like press different buttons to like select different parts of a video, and you could make your own music video. I forget what it was called.
That was Make My Video on the Sega CD, but that is not what Rap Jam Volume 1 is. It's even worse than that.
That's not possible.
Damn, Blake Buck, he just stumped, he double stumped.
There are rappers in the game, but he's close. There are rappers in the game, but they are not rapping. They are instead playing basketball. And for your enjoyment, wow. I actually have the description from the game here. Is street hoops, not just balling on the rim, but balling big style with a choice selection of superstars from the rap biz. Includes and playables are Warren G, Queen Latifah, Naughty by Nature, LL Cool J, Yo-Yo, Public Enemy, Yo-Yo, Public Enemy, House of Pain, and Coolio. It's 101 street ball with no refs and no rules. This this is my favorite sentence of the whole thing. This side-scrolling basketball game came from a new publisher hoping to capitalize on the untapped African-American gamer. It was a game on the Super Nintendo. It actually used the four-player Super Nintendo, the four-player tap where you could plug, or multi-tap where you could plug in four controllers. And yes, you got to be your favorite rap star, but not
rapping.
Who the fuck
would want to be Queen Latifah? Jesus Christ. That's what you give the retarded kid. Like, here, play this.
Yes, that's like the last person to plug in their controller has to be Queen Latifah. But it kind of sounds like they took the whole secret characters aspect of NBA Jam and just made a game completely based on it.
I guess so. But it's just that just cracks me up that they would get so many rappers and yet the game is nowhere even close to being rap based. It's like when they took Michael Jordan and put him in Chaos in the Windy City. Do you remember that game? Like, we're going to get the biggest basketball star of all time and put him in a side-scroller. That makes perfect sense.
Well, hey, Shaq, put him in a fighting game. It worked in Moonwalker.
Yes, that's true. And Shaq Fu.
It did work in Moonwalker. And Shaq Fu.
and Charles Barkley shut up and jam Gaiden.
Oh, yes.
Dude, I was at that Space Jam.
You know.
I was at that Space... Look, I love Shaq Fu because... So Shaq gets sucked into another dimension. What's the first thing he does? Goes and fights all the really important people there. He just goes into their temple and pisses them off and fights them. And then that's the game. Awesome.
He's got to judge, you know, he's got to figure out this dimension. And the first way to figure out a dimension is by fighting its leaders.
Dude, but going back to just Shut Up and Jam Gaiden for a second. Like, that's probably my favorite RPG of all time. Shut Up and Jam Gaiden. It's so amazing.
I've still not gotten it working. Like, all the graphics are messed up when I try and play it. If anybody else is having that problem, it's my video card or something. I really want to play it, but it's just messed up.
Dude, awesome. It's awesome. I was at that Space Jam. Look, go on my Facebook. I got myself tagged at the Space Jam. You'll see it.
All right. All right, guys, well, that does it for this week of the best damn podcast ever. What do you guys think about that?
It was a great show. Andre, we sure enjoyed having you on the show again.
It was great to be back. I'd love to come back again. It'd be great.
Excellent.
Also, for those of you who don't know, we're finally building this up. We got to get your opinion on it. Is Blake dumb or is Blake smart? If you go to the forums right now, you can pick your gang, Blake dumb or Blake smart. Put it in your signature there. There's already some graphics up. I've seen one Blake smart logo, but it's just like, see, even the Blake smart logo just makes fun of me. It's like burgers and cookies and pizza and then my face.
It should be books. Your face surrounded by knowledge.
Yeah, it should be surrounded by, like, L. Ron Hubbard books.
Blake's actually a Scientologist.
No. You don't know. Like, okay, so my roommate went to the library the other day, and he bought this box of Scientology books. Literally, like, 25 hardcover books on Scientology. He got them all for $8. It even came with an introductory DVD starring L. Ron Hubbard himself. So we're going to get real drunk and watch that
DVD.
Dude,
that's Jank of the Week.
Nice.
That's Jank of the Week right there. That's Scientology, $8.
I got religion for only $8.
pick Blake dumb or Blake smart. Take your pick. You also get bonus points for being the first one to get a Blake dumb or Blake smart tattoo. So let's see him up. Let's flash the gang signs.
Dude, I'm looking at you, Spawn. Pick a team and get that tat.
We need to make an entirely new section of the forums that's just like gang wars. That's what we'll call it. If you got any feedback for us, email us at feedback@bestdamnpodcastever.com, or you can be one of our call-ins. You know, call-ins are so much better because we can actually read them. Or we don't have to read them anyway. 845-BATTLE-9 is the telephone number to dial. Also, you can send us donations via donate@bestdamnpodcastever.com or by buying games through the sponsored Amazon.com links that's on the front page. So thanks, Justin Fick, for putting that up there.
Yeah, we got two articles so far, so check them out. And then put feedback on the forums if you want. I'll know what you guys think. And, yeah.
And it's not just those games. If you're going to be buying something from Amazon anyway, like I'm going to buy a hard drive.
I noticed someone ordered a hard drive, so I don't know if we get credit for anything you guys order through us or if it's just the products I post. So, I mean,
No, I'm pretty sure it's anything because I've heard some other podcasts do the same thing. But yeah, well, like I'm going to order this hard drive. So before I do it, I'll just click the link and then I'll go to Amazon through that link and then we get, like a small percentage?
They kick us a little bit.
It's an easy way to help out. Yeah. Cost nothing. Easy way to help out. Also, vote for us at Podcast Alley. We got to thank the original Wiki Fairy for helping out with this week's wiki. I believe we can't say who his name is anymore. It's a secret. Maybe if you listen back to some shows. But apparently the original Wiki Fairy is back. We got to thank Lucas for editing everything together for us and covering his face and God only knows what that horrendous substance was. And we got to thank all you guys for listening. Even now that we're back on schedule, it's good that you guys stuck it out even when we were doing kind of bad about getting shows up. So thanks to everybody for continuing through the slower months. And finally, we got to give shout out to Andre, ambassador of Black Nerds Everywhere.
Thank you. And I want to thank everyone who listens to this show at night before they sleep. And in the morning when they wake up. Get a little Blake Buck in your system.
So from all of us here at the Best Damn Podcast Ever, I'm Blake Buck.
I'm Wee Miller.
I'm Justin Fick.
I'm Andre Meadows of BlackNerdComedy.com.
Oh, that's right. We got it. Yeah, get that URL in there. BlackNerdComedy.com.
Yes.
And we will see you next time.
Okay, guys. We gotta wrap some Pokemon.
You just do the singing. I'll take care of the hard part.
Let's get it on.
I want to be the best that ever was. To beat all the rest. Yeah, that's my cause.
Electro. You know what I think is shocking about our show?
What?
What's that?
Either the people who listen to us are either like 12-year-olds or like married dudes in their 40s.
There are no people our age.
Search across the land. Far and wide, release from my hand the power that's inside.
So, Blake Buck, I got an iPhone, right?
Oh, look at you.
I love my iPhone, but...
Catch him, gotta catch him all, Pokemon!
I have, you know how you can take pictures and put them in people's, like, phone numbers? Your picture is just a butt. Whenever you call, it's just a butt on my phone.
Catch him all, gotta catch him all.
It's not even my butt. It's just a butt.
Yeah, just I would have taken a picture of maybe like a plate of chicken wings.
At least 150 or more to see. To be a Pokemon master is my destiny.
Yeah, I might take a picture of like a big burger or something.
My picture, you know, I have that on my phone. My picture of you when you call is you holding up that magical Starshine box.
We're at the halfway point. Doing great so far.
We? What's all this we stuff? I'm doing all the hard work.
Break time's over. Here we go.
All right, let's go ahead and start, and then we can call Lucas in the middle there. Well, not in the middle, but... Oh, goddammit, Lucas is calling me. Hang on a second. What?
Calling him on his iPhone. Ooh, I'm William Miller. I got money. I'm made of money. I got coins.
William Miller, what is your picture of Lucas when he calls?
Also a butt. Just from a different angle.
At least 150 or more to see.
Dude, look it up on your iPhone.
Oh, wait. I can just open up my iPhone.
I'm going to slide that little thumb thing to the right.
Yeah, that's it.
Whoa, catch your breath, man. Shake out those lips.
It's downhill from here. Just 24 more to go.
Now it gets tricky, so listen real good.
All right, so you get one Pokemon who's this little fighting creature, and you use that Pokemon to capture other Pokemon, and then you use them Pokemon to get more Pokemon, just like heroin. You can't get enough of the Pokemons.
Charmeleon!
Wartortle!
Mewtwo, Tentacruel, Aerodactyl!
Ammonite! Slowpoke!
Pidgeot, Arbok! That's all, folks!
Catch 'em, catch 'em, gotta catch 'em all!
Ooh, gotta catch 'em all, Pokemon!
Catch 'em, catch 'em, gotta catch 'em all!
Ooh, gotta catch 'em all, Pokemon!
Catch 'em, catch 'em, gotta catch 'em all! Gotta catch 'em all, Pokemon!
Dude. Ba-dooba titty fuck. Titty fuck into my life. I said a bang bang. Titty fuck into my heart. Titty fuck. Titty fuck. Ooh, titty fuck into my life.